Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
Ken Griffey Jr. said, "Talent may get you on the field, but it's effort and attitude that will keep you there." Those are some terrific words to live by, and the staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, stop by and visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the World Series teams, and welcome to Mountain Home.
Nothing. 9-1 and two hitters here in this second inning for Keene. Jared Schmidt is at the plate right now. First pitch with the ball. That pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-1 now to the Keene second baseman, Schmidt, Brown, and Brandon here in the second inning for Keene. Next pitch is inside. 2-1. Reed Ellison struggling in that first inning for Mountain Home. Hit three batters, walked one, and gave up a hit. There's a ground ball right side. The second baseman, Harris, has it. Throw to first is in time. Again, a nice stretch by Jones over at first. Well, they've stretched him out a couple of times here early in this ballgame. He's done a good job. So one down, and we move back to the top of the order with Tucker Brown. He was hit by a pitch, stole the base, scored on a wild pitch in that first inning. First pitch he sees is high for ball one. Next pitch is grounded to the third baseman. Stone gets a glove on it, can't hang on to it, and the error will allow Brown to reach base for the second time. First error of the ball game. And we're going to have a pitching change. Ellison pitched a little bit last night, so they had him on a pitch count, and he is done after that batter right there. We got a pitching change. We'll take a break, have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball and Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7373 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7373.
Back at McLean Family Park as the pitching change. Ellison is done. He goes one and a third innings, gives up four runs. All of them earned in that first inning. So the pitcher is going to be Brett Minas. He comes in from left field. Ellison moves to short. Jordan moves to third, and Stone moves from third to left. So Brett Minas is the new pitcher here for Mountain Home. Connor Brandon is at the plate here for Keene. Runner at first, one down. Main is set. The pitch, the runner's going. The pitch is a called strike. The throw is not in time. As boy, Brown had a great jump over first. Steals his second base of the evening. All in one to Brandon. Brown with good speed at second. He's there with one out. Manus checks the runner, checks him again. The pitch is hit into right center field. This is going to get down. Runner waited to see if it was going to be caught or not. He's around third. Now they'll hold him up, and the throw to the infield gets away from the cutoff man, and that's going to enable Brown to move to second. So it's a base hit and an error. The throw was mishandled on the infield. So runners at second and third now for Keene, and the heart of the order coming up. Moore's at the plate now for Keene. Big curveball. Going to miss low. 1-0 to Moore's. Moore's one of three batters hit by a pitch in the first inning. He stole the base and wound up scoring. Is set again. Fastball is hit just inside the line down the third base line. That's going to score a couple. One runs in. Here comes the second runner, and it is a two-run double for Moore's, and it's a 6-0 ball game. So Brown and Brandon both come across to touch home plate. 6-0 Keene. Moore's rip that one down the line just inside the third base bag, and he will stand at second now with one out, and it brings Liam Yardley to the plate. Yardley walked, stole the base, scored in the first inning. Main is set. He'll check the runner, check him again. Now delivers home. Breaking ball. It gets called for a strike. Six nothing Keene with the lead. Time called now as Manus is taking a long time on the hill, and Yardley waited and waited. Finally he asked for time and stepped out. Moore's the runner at second. Manus finally decides on the side. Now he's set and bounces this one up there. Catcher knocks it down. The runner from second got pretty far off the base. They throw back in behind him as he hits back to second. He's back in safely. 1-0 the count to Yardley now. I should say 1-1 to Yardley. Second baseman Harris, shortstop Ellison, taking turns going back and forth and behind the runner Moore's. Here's the pitch, and it's high from Manus. It's 2-1. Two and one, the count to Yardley. Manus. Set again. Here's the next delivery. This one is slapped foul down the right field line. So 2-2 now on the Keene cleanup hitter. plate umpire looking over towards the Keene dugout, getting them back in the dugout a little bit. They're in the first base dugout tonight. That's the visitor's dugout. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch to Yardley. Breaking ball, slapped down the right field line. This one is just foul. Boy, that was just about a foot foul down the right field line. Yardley almost had extra bases. So it's 2-2 still. Mowers runs at second. Manus works slow. He's finally set. He'll check the runner. Now turns and does not make a throw. The runner dives back into second. He's finally ready. Takes a long time. Finally brings the pitch home and bounces it up there. It's going to get to the backstop, and the wild pitch will enable Mowers to move over to third. It's now a 3-2 count on Yardley. So Mowers at third, Yardley at the plate with a 3-2 count. Manus will come set. He'll check the runner. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit in the air, foul, back over the backstop and out of play. Last game, we had a foul that went over the backstop back towards the concession stand. There was a jar sitting on the counter right there in the front of the concession stand. I mean, that thing shattered into a million pieces. Ball hit it just perfect. It's in glass flying everywhere. Here's the 3-2. Called strike three on the inside corner. Boy, Yardley didn't like it. He was backing out of the way, and he takes strike three call. Second out of the inning. As Manus paints the inside corner and gets the out. 6-0 our score. Keene with the lead. They scored four in the first, two so far here in the second. Kevin Putnam, the catcher, at the plate. First pitch is outside, and Rickman did a good job to scoot over and slide out and get his body in front of it, keep it there. One-oh pitch from Manus is on the way. Putnam hits this one in the air, right side, behind first base. Jones, the first baseman, makes the catch in fair territory for the third out. But Keene comes up with two more runs here in the top half of the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second. It's Keene 6, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Mountain Home Blue Storm Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
We'll move to the bottom of the second inning. 6-0, Keene, New Hampshire with the lead over Mountain Home. Earlier today, Atlantic Shore, New Jersey defeats Jasper, Indiana, 12-5. It was Tallahassee, Florida over Belgrade, Montana, 10-0. And Tri-Valley, California defeated Tri-County, Arkansas by a score of 9-0. Game started noon tomorrow, noon Sunday, and noon Monday. Monday is the last day of pool play, and then, of course, single elimination bracket play begins on Tuesday. 10 teams, 6 of them will advance on to bracket play, the top 3 from each pool. The teams are divided into 2 5-team pools. Brett Minas leading things off from Mountain Home here in the second. First pitch, a called strike. Next pitch, fouled back to the screen. 0-2 on Minas. Jordan and Harris will follow here in the second inning for Mountain Home. Down 6-0. Minas, the cleanup hitter. Next pitch, fastball from Kidney. Misses low and outside for ball one. Next delivery, a fastball outside, and Putnam has to reach out backhanded. 2-2 the count. Kidney works from the stretch even with nobody on base. Another fastball is fouled back out of play. He's bringing nothing but the heat right now. Struck out 2 in the first inning. Foul tip to the plate for strike 3. Hung on to by the catcher. And Manus has set down 3rd strikeout of the evening for Jacob Kennedy. So one down brings Trent Jordan, the shortstop, to the plate. Actually, he's at third base now, isn't he? After the pitching changes. Started short, now he's at third. Bats with the bases empty, one down. He's a lefty. First pitch is in for a called strike. Ground ball left side of the third base line. This is trouble. Picked up by Kidney. Throw to first in time. Close play at first, and they get Jordan going down the line.
Number 23, Dodge Harris.
It was the pitcher Kidney that came off the mound to pick up the ball and make the throw to first. So two down here in the second inning, and Dodge Harris is at the plate for Mountain Home, the second baseman. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Harris at the plate. Jones waits to bat next here for Mountain Home. The 1-0 is a fastball, low and outside for ball two. Kidney has not been behind many batters that he's faced so far tonight. This is only the second one he's fallen behind. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Oh, my. Fastball. I can't even call that on the outside corner. That's, I mean, the catcher reached clear over in the left-handed batter's box, and they get the strike call. 2-2. Foul chopped down the first baseline. Harris gets a piece of it to stay alive. That was a George Siakowski strike right there. I've umpired with George many, many times. He'll go out there and get those now. 2-2 count. Here's the next pitch. It's low. Count full now, 3-2. Say George goes out there and gets those. He closes his eye most of the time and just kind of guesses. 3-2 pitch. This one's hit in the air a mile high on the infield. The shortstop Brandon calls for it, and he will make the catch. So we play two complete. It's Keene 6, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.